Hello, Jonty Reason here. This is my voiceover demo. The story of Dr. Shorenstein, the incredible story of Dr. Shorenstein, is the story of Israel's Dr. Doolittle. For several years now, my students at Bezalel have been drawing him. The story is a wonderful but sad one of someone who had an obsession and a crazy vision and managed to make it a reality. It's easy to find the truth these days. You put the kettle on, grab that good old cuppa, turn on the TV or get on your phone and just take it all in. That's it, really. Or is it? A wise man once said, when you hear the news, don't look at how it's presented to you. Nonsense! You are our honoured guest. And now that you're here at last, the celebrations can begin. We are Vintur, a company born from the desire to achieve, created to inspire, motivate, and support our customers in attaining their aspirations. And that was the last episode in the series, but it will be repeated next month on BBC Two. And meanwhile, instead of the cricket from Lords, which has been rained off, we now bring you highlights of last year's Ashes series. And that will be followed at 5 o'clock by Tricia with the local and international news.
"So, young Timmy lad," said the old man at the end of the street, "I suppose you think everything's going to be all right now, do you?"
"Well, yes," stammered Timmy.
I really do hope so." He was aware of the old man's gnarled face and his eyes that had seen many wars as they searched Timmy's face for an answer. Timmy hid the rock behind his back. How he wished now he had buried it near the old tree like Jimbo had suggested. To tell the truth, he wasn't at all sure how anything would ever be all right again. Not after what he'd seen going on down in Tumbly Wood that day. But as usual, no one had believed him. Oh, how he wished he'd not told lies to his mother and father just to get out of school.
"Well, lad, just you remember you're going to get into trouble if you're not very, very careful."
I will."
Timmy trembled. "Sir," he added as an afterthought, really not knowing why, and as quick as his legs could carry him, he ran off down the lane. Back at the corner, the old man looked after him with what would have been, in any other story, a kindly look as it crept over his face.